Thank you for tuning in to Hour 3. Our goal, our objective, our mission, and our vision is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Regardless whether you want to remodel, repair, maintain, fix up, you don't touch it, you don't start anything without getting to Rosie on the house first. A listening Arizona tradition in Saturday mornings for 26 years. Glad you're tuned in. Let's see if we can't help you a little bit around the house today. If you'd like to call, our operator is standing by, my daughter Julia. She loves her nickname, Peanut. The number is 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. Call in early, call in now. We want to talk in particular colors this particular hour. We've flown in a special guest from Dallas, Texas, Carlene Lauer. And I guess your title with PPG is kind of long, so I'm just going to call you the Queen of Color west of the Mississippi River.
Gladly take it. I just want the crown that goes with it.
You want the crown that goes with it?
I do.
So what is your official title?
They call me a color consultant or manager for the Midwest and the West markets.
Okay. And so when I called my buddy here at PPG and said we'd like to do a show on paint and color and trends and things like that, I thought they'd find some local guy, you know, in the back of one of the paint shops that's just mixing stuff up. And he said, okay, we'll fly Carlene in.
Of course he did. So, of course he did.
Thanks a million.
Well, you know, a guy, no offense, but most men, when I talk to them, immediately when they figure out they're going to hear about color, their eyes glaze over and they lose all sense of care about what's happening in the world at that moment. So I try to find an entertaining way to talk to them. So, you know, here we go.
After being on the show 26 years, I'm asked the question all the time, Rosie, what's the toughest question you've ever been asked? And it's a very easy question. I still remember the day I got it. It was a woman, and she was calling from Ahwatukee, a little community just on the south side of Phoenix. And she said, Rosie, I want to color my door and countertops the color the sky was at sunset yesterday.
That would be a toughie if you weren't looking at it.
All right. So how do you answer that one, huh? Woo, that was a tough one. You know, I got out of it very quick. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to help you. My wife has to check the color of my socks before I leave the house every day just to make sure they're both the same color. So color is not my strength, that's for sure.
And what's with the 600 new colors? I've been dying to ask that all morning.
I've been ready for you guys. I heard you all introducing me earlier, and I thought, I'm going to get them back, because bring it on. Okay, here's the deal.
Listen, Queen of Color.
Here's the deal.
You don't need 100 different whites. Nobody needs 100 different whites.
Oh, we do, though. Okay, there are 6 million colors in the color spectrum.
Okay.
So when you think about in terms of how many colors there are, to whittle that down to just one color that you want in your home, that's a pretty daunting task for anybody. But what we've tried to do is our color palette was developed in 1985. We came out with our last color deck.
Okay.
And when I look at it as a designer today, I look at it and I see it very much, it looked like a printing deck, like a Pantone color deck, if you know what that is. It's colors, but not necessarily colors that are perfect for a room. They're very vivid. They're very saturated in color. So what we tried to do was things have changed. Colors have changed. Martha Stewart kind of brought the whole world to a different thinking about, you know, it's not just a world of beige. Colored neutrals became a big part of the world. And our culture is so global now. We're not just Arizonans living in Arizona. You have the entire world in this little microcosm that you live in. So what we've had to do is consider what everyone's cultures are, try to bring them in, but we wanted to create colors that are actually beautiful for spaces. So we discontinued, because you said, do we get rid of any colors? Oh, yes, we did. We discontinued about 400 colors, and then we replaced those colors. Those colors from our studies and our research just weren't colors that were selected very often, so there really was no need to keep them.
So this color spectrum of 6 million colors, how many, and you got rid of 400, you have 600 more, how many total color options are available if I look through your...
2003 colors.
Okay.
We had to have those last three. They were
key.
We had to have those last three.
That was all about Carlene, wasn't it? I want these three.
It was the argument in the color room with all the color people. We had to have those last three.
We grew up Navajo white.
Yes.
You know, all through the 70s and 80s and 90s. And Romy, it was really when you built your home and you had the interior designer help you with the color selections that you did in your house that I really, that really, your house really was the one that kind of woke me up. And I thought, wow.
How inviting.
This really, really feels good. You walked in this home with kind of a rust-colored stained concrete floor, and then you had a saddle brown.
A Colorado rust is a very hard orange that was accented in the pantry and then the hallways to the master to the north and then the other bedrooms to the south. And then it was sand tan on the sides, and then a different bay tan on top, and then each room was a different color.
It was really that house that woke me up, and I thought, well, we could try some color at our house.
It was cleaning my paintbrush that many times.
That took you.
That retired my painting career.
It took you back to Navajo White. And I took some. I wanted my master bedroom to be kind of a sunrise glow, kind mm-hmm. of a golden glow. And I picked a color, and Jennifer went away on an extended vacation, and I took the opportunity to work during the day, paint at night.
I know exactly what happened.
Took down all the masking paper.
can already predict.
I know exactly what happened.
Yeah. This golden sunrise
bright
glow is like, it's like Big Bird yellow.
Yeah.
Big Bird yellow.
The trick to yellow, I'll give everybody that. Yellow is the hardest color to choose. The hardest color, bar none. There's no other color. There's more colors of blue than any other color.
Interesting.
There's more colors of yellow that scare me than any other color. Everybody wants it, but when they get it, very rarely are they happy with it. What I do is I say, choose a neutral color that looks like it has a yellow to it. That is as much yellow as you're going to want, unless you're going for something that's yellow. But that's one of the things that we put into our new palette is we added a lot more of those kinds of yellows so that people could kind of mistake-proof that a little bit.
Now, light changes color.
Definitely.
Is there like a certified light bulb you guys all have? this color team has to look under when you're going through 2003 colors?
Well, I match up colors pretty much on a daily basis for things, and it's always done. I never do it at night, and it's always done in natural light with sunlight. If it's a cloudy day, it's a little difficult sometimes, so I'll have to put it off a day. But I just like natural color because we have to see things in the small, teeny, tiny percentage. You can train your eye to see color better and better and better the more you work with it. And the longer you work with it, you can see it better. But I can definitely have to do it in the daytime with a little artificial incandescent light. Fluorescent, I would never select color under fluorescent light.
Let's talk about getting that paint project started and making that color selection. But I want to do that right after we take a couple calls because we've got people waiting to get in and visit with you. Folks, our number is 1-888-767-4348. Talking color, PPG Pittsburgh Paints with the queen of color west of the Mississippi River, Carlene Lauer. We'll get you a crown.
Okay.
We'll get you a crown.
I love that. I think I'm going to reprint my business cards now.
We'll get you a crown.
It's just going to take me a while to put 2003 little polka dots on it. Got to have that color on it. Judy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good
thank
morning.
You. Yeah, my question really isn't about color, so I hope you can still answer it for me.
Sure.
I have a patio. I live in Sun City West, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with years of painting concrete with decorative patterns.
Yes.
And mine is in great shape, except the last time the clear coat was coated was in 2008. But along the edges where the sun hits it all the time, the clear coat's starting to peel. So I called the contractor that did it, and he said my only option is to sand down the whole patio and redo. So I want your opinion, because I use your suppliers all the time, and this one obviously isn't. So
and it's a concrete patio.
Yeah.
Correct.
It has been
clear-coated.
Well, before the clear coat, there was a paint that was put down?
Yes, it's a paint with a decorative pattern on the paint.
Okay.
And then the clear coat is put on top.
Well, hopefully it was an acrylic and not a regular paint. A coating will have polymer and it'll go down kind of credit card thick. Mm-hmm. How thick is a layer of paint, like paper thin?
Like 3 mils, I think, per layer, yeah. I mean, what we would use on concrete is a product called Permacrete, and it's tinted in a color, and it goes down, and it's actually like a has a little binder to it. It's not just paint.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's got the color and it's holding well, and it's just the edges of the top coat, the clear coat, protective coat that's wearing away. I don't know that you would have to sand the whole thing. We ought to be able to get a chemical bond there. She's in Sun City, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put on her on hold. The PPG store at 90th Avenue and Peoria, we'll make arrangements to get a PPG rep out to the site and see if that is, in fact, the best recommendation. Because I don't think we ought to be able to get a chemical bond along those edges with another clear
coat. Some kind of self-leveler or something.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, we appreciate it. Another call, or you want to take an early break and then come back and take more calls?
Let's do that. And then when we get back, I also want to start talking about how to get this paint project started. What is the very first step? How many of you have gone to the paint store and come home with 47 little 2-inch by 2-inch chips and hung them all over the wall? Not the right procedure. We're going to talk the right procedure when we get back. We're going to make it a lot easier for you to get the right color, make it more accurate, so you can be much happier with the final product.